who spent some debate recently over two lines in a 365-year-old poem by the English poet Robert Herrick. The couplet reads like this.
Tumble me down and I will sit upon my ruins, smiling yet.
But you have to see it on the page to understand why this particular passage has been so controversial among people who are interested in 17th century typography. And yes, there are more of them than you might think. Many are intrigued because in at least one 1648 edition of the poem, the phrase smiling yet appears in parentheses and includes a colon. In other words, it looks a lot like what a modern reader would immediately recognize in another context as a smiley face emoticon. Not everyone's buying it, but the juxtaposition with the word smiling has struck some readers as perhaps more than coincidental. As it happens, Carnegie Mellon University has a stake in this debate. CMU computer science professor Scott Fallman is widely credited with introducing the smiley into digital discourse back in 1982. I gave him a call to find out if he's familiar with the poem.
Yes, about 30 of my friends have sent that to me.
I can imagine. So, I mean, obviously you're the authority. What's your opinion on this? Do you think it's possible that this is an early appearance of an emoticon-like symbol?
Well, maybe. And there's already a lot of argument online about whether it is or it isn't. But it could be just a typo. It could be that in those days the typography was not really settled yet, and he might have meant, this is a break in the paragraph, there should be a colon here. Mm-hmm. And they used to like to suck punctuation inside the parenthetical remark, just as today some editors still insist on sucking commas into a perfectly innocent quote. So it could be that. It's hard to hop in the time machine and go back to, 16-something, and ask. The one thing I will say is I don't think many of the readers would have looked at that and said smiley face, even though the word smiling is nearby. If it was meant as a little comment or a joke, either by the poet or by the typesetter, it might have been kind of a private joke. I'm not sure anyone would have, not many of the readers would have picked up on that.
You've written a little bit about the fact that some people have found the widespread adoption of emoticons to be sort of maybe indicative of a degradation of the language, or that there's something kind of cheap or silly about this. And you've made a defense that there seems to be a real linguistic need for something like this, that it serves a real purpose.
Right. Well, there's a famous quote by Vladimir Nabokov who said, I should end here with some sort of smiling symbol. Mm-hmm. I don't have the exact quote handy, but he wanted such a thing, but didn't come up with one. If you ask me, the first emoticon in English was probably the exclamation mark, because it's a little bit of typography that conveys an emotion. And there are people who abuse them. You know, you've received messages with 18 exclamation marks in a row because somebody's excessively excited. I think it does serve a purpose. In great satirical literature, of course, you don't want a smiley face. Half the fun is leaving the user guessing for a while, at least, about whether you're really serious. But when most of us are writing email to friends, it's not great satirical literature. Mm-hmm. And you say something and look at it and say, gee, I hope they don't misunderstand that. I'm only kidding. And you need a quick and dirty way to say that.
How do you feel quickly about emojis?
I think they're kind of ugly. I don't appreciate them myself. It takes away some of the challenge of coming up with something you can say in with type characters. The one thing I do resent is when software jumps in and takes my perfectly nice text smileys and bashes them into that other kind.
That is irritating. I have that same feeling. You mentioned that there's something kind of fun about the challenge of looking at a keyboard and trying to figure out how to create some graphic representation out of these symbols. Do you have a favorite, a variation or version of a smiley, the most inventive or creative one that you've seen?
Well, there are, just a few that people use because they're recognizable, the smiley and frowny face with or without the nose, and I wish I had invented the winky face with the semicolon at the same moment. And then the other one that I find kind of useful is the one with the capital O. It's kind of like the Edvard Munch painting of the scream, and that's an emotion that many times a day I want to convey.
Professor Scott Fallman, thanks for talking to me today.
My pleasure.